Scientology in and of itself, a good number of the religious materials, I believe it's OT 1 through 8, in fact, I mean, I haven't done a whole lot of research on it, but that's just like Wikipedia, you can find that sort of thing out, are available online for free. They're referred to the Church of Scientology as Freezum. People practicing the exact same religion, but not within the church and not paying fees. So my question is, what's the difference?
And they go against people who don't pay these fees by trying to get this knowledge.
Well, once again, I cannot personally verify any harassment, any lawsuit, anything of that nature. But any manner of research, we can turn public record up of such that is public record. But my question is, why would there be a difference between the church, which charges for these materials, and this free zone, which does not? You know, that's part of the protest. That's one of the chants you heard earlier, which knowledge is free Scientology, isn't it? Knowledge seeks to be free.
Well, we do have multiple sources. I mean, from what I sort of counted, you guys have like about almost 40 plus.
Yeah, we have 40 plus people. When I came here, we only had 3. So that's a rather quick turnout.
Increasing.
You know?
And I'm guessing you're all part of this group Anonymous, right?
Well, all right. Everyone focuses on Anonymous as a group.
Because I've heard like multiple reports that it was like, I don't know, really, all I know is...
Well, the Fox News report referred to Anonymous as a hacker.
I heard about that. Hackers on steroids, if I'm correct?
Yeah, that's the tagline. Anonymous is...
That's a joke, apparently, all right.
Anonymous is one of the largest grassroots movements that I've ever heard of.
Are you familiar with the original Project Chanology, what you guys are supposed to do as far as performing vandalism, physical vandalism, slashing people's tires, pouring... Yeah, that was on the Project Chanology site.
I'm not actually sure that was relevant to the question you were asking.
Well, what is Project Chanology?
This is Project Chanology.
This is actually an organized protest. This is... As has been reported...
So you've never
YouTube
heard
videos.
Of Project Chanology?
I don't believe that was relevant to the question you were asking.
Well, look at how evasive that is.
Indeed so. But, obviously, we are not committing vandalism. This is a peaceful protest.
Right.
We have not
so
even congregated in any individual
anyway,
place
is,
aside
this is
from
Project Chanology. That's what this is. And, basically, originally, they had some physical vandalism stuff they were going to do. They were going to try to destroy the plumbing inside the church building by putting these toilet bombs in the toilets. They were going to pour sugar and other things.
I would be surprised. You've actually been in the building yourself. Were you allowed anywhere that you were not escorted?
Oh, no. I was asked if I was part of the protest, and I told them I was reported.
Well, you know I'm giving true data here. I'm giving true data. I'm basically saying that when this first came
out... You are reporting things that are available on the Internet. I would agree with that. However, you are implying that we are part of a project which we have obviously exhibited none of the qualities of.
No, Project Chanology has evolved.
That's associating us with something that we are
Project
not
Project Chanology has evolved from the original DDoS attacks, right? And the black faxes and the prank calls.
The attacks from last 2 years ago.
This protest system. And that's fine. Yes, listen, as a Scientologist, I applaud you being out here standing up for something you believe in. I do, okay?
Right,
this is
sir,
your right.
I've answered your question. I wanted to ask a question of my own.
That that is Project Chanology in present time. In present time,
right,
Project Chanology is peaceful. Absolutely, you're peaceful. I'm happy to see you guys out here and that you're young people standing up. You're out here. This takes bravery. You know, well done to you guys for being out here.
Well, allow me to push my question.
Now, for Scientology, I've picketed in front of site conventions. I've picketed alone in front of the downtown IRS building. You know, I've paid my dues too, standing on the sidewalk. Uh oh, here come the pools closed due to AIDS. Yes, there are two sides to. I mean, there's truth. Hey, pools closed is closed due to AIDS, by the way.
It is closed.
Yes, sir. No one in the pool, please. All out.
Knowledge is free!
Go to the library and take a book out.
Knowledge is free!
Scientology is it!
Knowledge is free!
point is that you want to learn about Scientology, just go to the library and take out books. It's all free.
To say that all of us believe the same thing is defeating the purpose of knowledge. We are faceless because we have so many different ideas.
I don't. There was a core group of Anonymous, the 900 or so guys who hang out on the IRC channels and go raid the Havel Hotel. That's the core group. Obviously, a lot of other people have come in.
Obviously, 900 people doesn't even encompass the...
Absolutely.
900 people doesn't even encompass the protests in Australia. I mean, why bring up that?
Because it's the history of Chanology, just as you would like, as you're picketing back and forth, asking people to learn about the history of the church. You're being very hypocritical here.
I've agreed to everything you said. I see no hypocrisy whatsoever.
You're arguing with me, bringing up the history of Chanology, which is only a month old.
I'm asking
for data. The man is making an interview. Have I ever said that you guys are doing anything but peaceably protesting? Have I ever said that you guys are doing anything wrong?
Have I ever said anything but that I
acknowledge that you guys are brave to be out here protesting
and
publish something you believe in?
Because
I've done it from my side too.
I appreciate the compliment for what it is. However, to bring up something like that unanswered associates us with a destructive aim, which we are not.
How is it unanswered? You're right here to answer it.
That's why I'm answering.
I'm glad you're answering it. The answer is that you feel that Chanology has moved on past that, that we are not that, that we don't do that. Fine. If that's the answer, that's the answer.
I also feel that this protest is not Chanology. This protest is anonymous.
These three transcripts I received from the YouTube video, the one with the clouds.
They do, in fact, make reference to Chanology.
Yeah, they said that we are anonymous, and then propaganda video, which I'm assuming is the Tom Cruise video.
Yes.
All right. They said on the third message, there's been, three messages. About how to do the thing. Rule 11, if I'm correct, it said no graffiti, destruction, or vandalism.
Yeah, it's part of one of the core beliefs of the selection.
So wait, but is these videos part of Chanology or?
Once again,
the
as I was trying to
post it on the Chanology website. Listen, I'm gonna let you guys go. Have a nice time. If you have a beautiful day for your protest.
It is good to have both sides, because it would be a sweet interview if it was only my side, because obviously, as he said, when he went for a statement from there, he was given a couple of statements and a brochure. I do applaud the fact that you're out here in the face of however many of us here, and I do also appreciate your opinion.
Listen, I do not represent Church Scientology. I'm a Scientologist. I do not represent Church Scientology, so everyone's clear. Well, I'm not speaking for the Church
Scientologist. I don't represent Anonymous. I represent myself.
Okay.
But I speak for as much as
however, I all I want to say to you guys is I've been involved with the internet criticism of Scientology for many years. I have a lot of experience, and I can tell you that out of the vast bulk of material on the internet, there is a certain amount of objective truth, stuff that is actually true. There's a larger amount of subjective truth, stuff that's true for the ex-Scientologists, right? Who has their own personal upsets, their own personal issues, fine. But there's a bunch of misrepresentation and distortion, and unfortunately, you know, you guys are only getting the one side of it, and you're out here objecting to Scientology based on the one side of it. And that's all my message is to you guys. God bless you.
Battle toast! Battle toast! Battle toast! Battle toast!